today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today, Monday, is the 9th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of day 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of January 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Ash-Shura, verses 52-53. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم.
And thus we have revealed to you an inspiration of our command. You did not know what is the book or what is faith, but we have made it a light by which we guide whom we will of our servants. And indeed, O Muhammad, you guide to a straight path.
صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَصِيرُ الْأُمُورِ.
The path of Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Unquestionably, to Allah do all matters evolve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since Allah is the possessor and the organizer of the world of existence and owning to the fact that all human plans toward perfection are to be accepted by this great organizer, the straight path is the only path leading toward him, and any other path besides this one leads to error and falsehood. Is there any truth other than his pure essence in the world of existence? It is worthy of note that the sentence bears a glad tiding to Allah fearing and a warning to wrongdoers and sinners who shall all return unto Allah Almighty.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode: how to organize your life in Islam. Brothers and sisters, as a Muslim, you need to have a plan in life. What do I mean by having a plan in life? I know we all have plans when it comes to our businesses. We have plans when it comes to our studies, I know. Do you have a plan about reaching Allah and understanding Ahlul Bayt? You have to organize yourself. What time I wake up? What time I recite the Holy Quran? What time I attend majalis? These are very important. When I became a lover and follower of Ahlul Bayt, it changed my mindset. It made me a better person. It changed my thinking. I realized that there is pool of knowledge, oceans of treasures of knowledge in the school of thoughts of Ahlul Bayt about dunya, this world, and akhirah, the hereafter, but we are doing nothing about it. The du'as of Ahlul Bayt, the supplication of Ahlul Bayt alone are oceans to help us leave this world peacefully and go to other world, the hereafter, peacefully. But what are we doing about it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this video, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. Actually, this is what we are actually recommended to do in our religious recommendations by the name of musharata, or to some extent muraqabah, to make some conditions for ourselves in that 10 minutes and to understand and to survey and to understand ourselves and to see what we are going to do and what we are going to actually do in the upcoming day and the ways that we are going to perform the actions. The second principle that I want to mention here about making and organizing the routines is to develop a fitness routine. We have heard this one before, but we just can't stress it enough. Get your body moving at least 3 days a week. Exercise has been proven to improve mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative moods. Simply put, you become a better, more energetic, focused, and efficient version of yourself. Whether you are an early bird and want to crush a morning run first thing, need to hit up a lunchtime spin class, or if you prefer to have the perfect excuse to wrap work up for the day, getting in at least 30 minutes of fitness 3 times a week will assist with creating a less stressful and more productive weekly routine. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and this is a tip on getting organized, order of priorities. Setting priorities and establishing balance in our life is most important. Priorities start with the obligatory acts of worship. In Arabic, it is said ibadah. This means that we have responsibilities towards Allah first, the one who created us and provides us with everything we need in this life. We need to obey him because we trust that he, Allah, will only command us to do what benefits us and only forbids us from doing those things which cause us harm. We need to build our own faith and understanding of Islam and then work on our surroundings. We cannot do everything all at once. Our bodies have rights over us.
رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
You are with today's special and this part entitled Planning Tools and Systems. Let's speak about a goal setting system. Believe in the power of setting personal goals. They can really give you a sense of purpose and help you see the bigger picture. It's easy to get bogged down in the daily grind and end up wasting time and energy on trivial things. Having purposeful goals in place helps you step back and see the big picture. The key is breaking those goals down into small tasks or habits that you can incorporate into your weekly routine. By working on goals every single week, we really do make meaningful progress on the things that are most important to us. There are worksheets and exercises to help you set intentional goals and stay on track all year long.
Now we have a hadith where we are told, تُخَلِّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. You know, build your character on basis of the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a general statement, and this is very specific where Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza alayhi salatu wa salam, he says three qualities. Take one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another from the Nabi, and the third one from the wali. Once we have all these three qualities in yourself, then you can really become a true mu'min. Then he explains. Number one, فَأَمَّا السُّنَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. The trait or the quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Imam wants us to inculcate in ourselves. فَكِتْمَانُ السِّرِّ. What does كِتْمَانُ السِّرِّ mean? It means to conceal the secrets. This issue of being, you know, not exposing the weaknesses of the people. One of the famous names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub. Sattar means, you know, covering. Sattarul Uyub means somebody who covers, conceals the defects and the weaknesses of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he is Sattarul Uyub. In a sense, he knows everything. Ms. Imam has really put us at a level that we had to work hard on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about us. Nothing is hidden from him. There is no ghaib for him. Alimul ghaibi wa shahada, although in Quran we say, but that is ghaib in relation to us. Ghaib means unseen. Nothing is unseen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we consider to be ghaib is a human perspective. Things are concealed or hidden from us because of physical barrier, you know, spiritual barriers, people's thoughts and minds we can't see. So all different kinds of things are there that we don't know things. And so we will say all those things are ghaib. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing ghaib. Even ghaib for him is shuhud. It is obvious and apparent for him. In Quran there are many, many ayat. But yet he shows his own mercy and compassion by not exposing our weakness and our sins to others.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.